Later this month, members of Congress will vote on the Iran deal. Millions of dollars are being spent by various lobbying groups to defeat it, much less being spent by supporters. To make myself better informed, I've just been reading some articles about it. On the Atlantic webpage, James Fallows makes the case in favor, while Leon Wieseltier dissents. Let me explain why I support the deal. Rejecting it will leave Iran no choice but to seek to develop nuclear weapons, and that might very well lead sooner rather than later to Israeli airstrikes on Iran and a long, drawn-out war between the two of them. That war will be conducted in the air and via international terrorist attacks. That's the least horrible scenario if the deal collapses. A worse result would be a full-scale war between the U.S. and Iran. Accepting the deal buys lots of time and keeps the coalition that forced Iran to negotiate together. This last point is extremely important. If Congress disapproves the deal, the coalition that imposed severe sanctions on Iran will fall apart. During the period that the deal is in effect, the internal changes at work within Iran, the continued unpopularity of the clerical regime, the hunger of the younger generation for opportunities and positive interaction with the rest of the world, will be accelerated. It is not an accident that the most reactionary and retrograde sections of the Iranian polity oppose the deal as strongly as does the Republican Party here at home. They know that without confrontation with the rest of the world, their grip on power will continue to loosen. So what are the best arguments that can be made against the deal? It appears that one of Mr. Wieseltier's main points is that the deal does not guarantee that Iran will never possess nuclear weapons. The problem with that reasoning is that no deal can guarantee that. Even a military commitment to destroy Iran's capacity to create and stockpile nuclear weapons will not guarantee a non-nuclear Iran. All they have to do is dig deeper. Nothing short of us obliterating the entire country with nuclear weapons would stop a determined government from bringing that nuclear project to a successful conclusion. Mr. Wieseltier argues that there's nothing wrong with the status quo, punishing sanctions to weaken the regime, plus promise of military intervention. However, our allies will not permit the status quo to continue. Sanctions will crumble almost immediately if Congress rejects the deal. Another argument, one that is echoed in advertising taken out by AIPAC and other lobbying groups, is that the deal does nothing to change Iran's behavior as a supporter of terrorist organizations like Hezbollah and Hamas. Nor does it force Iran to release political prisoners, some of them Americans. The problem is, the very same argument could have been raised against every agreement made between the U.S. and the Soviet Union during the Cold War. Arms control agreements and other compromises between enemies do not change the nature of either regime. Instead, they change some behavior in ways that are beneficial enough to both parties to give them reasons to reach the agreements and then to abide by them. What is valuable about the current deal with Iran is that the International Atomic Energy Agency, charged with enforcing the agreement, will have unprecedented access to Iran's facilities. That is why virtually all arms control experts, both U.S. and international, including Israelis, have supported the deal. The arguments against the deal are poor ones. Representatives and senators must support this deal. The alternative is a full-scale war.